Money.
Step it up!
The new 5-year BMO Harris Step Rate CD automatically increases your rate every year until maturity. Step up your game and stop into your BMO Harris branch to open a Step Rate CD today.
Look at Steptacular!
That's not a word!
It is now!
Certain restrictions apply. Banking products and services are subject to bank and credit approval. BMO Harris Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from Schnars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Okay, so we will be on the air.
Come and join us.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
That's this Saturday. The Inside Out Show live with John Shea and David Sherwood at Schnars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 K-Terrace.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS, or as I call it, Paul and the Part-Timers. I don't know why Tim's laughing. He's the only one guaranteed to have a job in 6 weeks.
You're the 2080 guy. We're the 2080-20 guys.
That new math.
We break up the 80 over. Let me
start today's show by saying the same thing that Ian and Dan would answer to every question that has been sent to them and asked of them in the last 24 hours. And that is a three-word answer, and it just goes like this. We don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. Don't ask us.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Even if your question is, how's it going? We don't know.
That's right. That one is true more than any other.
I called Dan last night, and I said, I was going to ask, how are you? But it's a redundant question.
Yeah.
Because
I said, I don't know. How do you think Paul Harris answered the phone when I called him yesterday? I didn't know. He didn't even say hello.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even part of it. And people were calling and emailing me and sending me Facebook messages and that stuff. And I gave them the same answer today I'm giving you today. We don't know.
Yeah. I got a text from someone from another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a program director. And he's like, I'm on vacation. I just heard. Are you okay? And I said, by okay, do you mean emotionally or job-wise?
Or physically.
Yeah. Yes. I said, so...
I am breathing currently.
Yeah.
I can't go any further than that.
But actually, for Dan, all three of those are no.
Yeah.
He's never been okay emotionally.
Right. Yes.
He found out this week he's going to have his neck and back operated on.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's got, what is it, pinched nerves or something?
Yeah, pinched nerve, the degenerative discs in my neck.
So that's going on with him. And then occupationally, well.
I don't know.
We don't know. Oh. Stop asking us. We don't know.
That's right.
I want to thank a listener named Andre for the next thing you're going to hear on this show. Last week, I joked on the air about the president's new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, and said, if I'm at the press conference, the first question I ask is, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Yes.
Then Andre texts me and says, say this to Siri. Now, I have my phone hooked up. Can you turn this up a little bit?
I've done that.
Okay, listen to this. You can do this on your iPhone, too. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family. Spared its life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bismillah. No, we will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go.
No.
Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let me go. Will not let you go. Let me go. Never, never let you go. Never let me go. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's amazing when you take the melody out of a great song like that. You go, oh my gosh, those lyrics are terrible.
Will there ever be robot singers? Yeah, right there.
How did she get the two Scaramouches wrong at the beginning? She changed it in the second one.
Yeah, Scaramouche, Scaramouch.
What? Right. I saw that on Facebook, and somebody said that, and I did it, and it did the entire thing.
Yeah, and it says it also says I see a little silhouette of an assistant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Assistant? What happened to boy?
Our man.
Well, I think she's
man?
Singing as herself. She's a she's an assistant.
Oh,
it's Siri singing.
Oh, I see. It's because she's a big personal assistant.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He's good. He's good.
Yes, he's good there.
I'm telling you have a career in this business.
You know who
for
did,
at least 6 weeks.
Yes.
Well, max 6 weeks.
Let that go. You know, he did the talking version of songs with Steve Allen. He got up at a podium and he read songs.
Yeah.
He read Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. That was hysterical. He says, ooh, baby, I got to get me some hot stuff. Some hot stuff tonight.
Yeah, it's funnier in Siri's voice, though.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Here's what I love about that. Somebody at Apple, or the company that runs Siri for Apple, They have a lot of funny answers to questions. You can Google questions to ask Siri, and there are some funny ones in there, you know, how long will I live and that sort of stuff. But I love the fact that somebody said, let's put the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody in there, just in case anybody ever says, I see a little silhouette of a man, Siri. And then, boom, she just goes. Just goes. So thank you, Andre, for that. What else do I want to mention here off the top? Oh, my daughter recently heard the song Take a Letter, Maria by R.B. Greaves. This is a hit from what year, Dan? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Probably 74?
Last night, as I got
he talked
home,
it up as like a pro.
Yeah, he did. Not correct. In 1969.
There was a
actually,
1969.
I'm actually auditioning for a music station.
Yeah. So this song is about a guy who's in love with his secretary, and he's breaking up with his wife, and he asks her to write the letter to his wife.
So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life.
Okay, so that's the song.
And so, Brooks and Dunn did a version, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, so she heard this song, and she's mortified by the fact that there's a song about a man telling a woman to take a letter for him.
Sorry, it wasn't Brooks and Dunn. They didn't do that song.
They did My Maria.
Yes, My Maria.
Which is not by R.B. Greaves. It's by B.W. Stevenson.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So my daughter was mortified that there was a guy who was telling his secretary to take a letter, because my daughter, who's 23 years old, has grown up in the digital years when most people just sit down in front of their computer and type whatever it is. So here's the question I'm curious about today. Are there still secretaries who take a letter?
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, there was a whole art of a shorthand, right?
Yes.
Of writing in shorthand.
Yeah.
I don't think that's taught anymore, or anybody still doing that.
When I met my wife a long time ago, she took a Greg shorthand class because she was a secretary when I first met her, and she needed to know the shorthand skills so she could go in to the boss. His name was Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee would say, "Will you come in here and take a look?" And she would sit there and do the shorthand, and then she would go out to her desk and type that stuff up and send it out, you know, business letter form, all that, those things that you would learn probably in a high school typing class.
Yeah.
So I'm serious about this. I'd like to know if that job still exists for anybody under the age of, I don't know, what do you think, 50?
Oh, yeah.
314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS or star KTRS. I know that there are still secretaries, and I know that there are still receptionists.
And they're called, the secretaries now are called personal assistants.
Or administrative assistants.
Yes.
Yeah, there used to be secretaries day, and now it's administrative assistants day.
And they will keep a digital calendar for them. You have a meeting, sir. And then... I don't know if they do that or not.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody still dictates for a boss, you know.
How about before the people were doing shorthand? How about those dictaphone machines where you would just read the letter in and, you know, Debbie, this letter is going to Ian. He's a KTRS. You know the address. It's in the file. Look at it there. And here's what I want. Dear Ian. And then, you know, they would say the whole letter out loud into this, and then she would have a dictaphone machine which had a belt loop on it of a tape that she controlled with her foot. I mean, we're talking about years and years ago, and I know that people of my daughter's generation have no idea what I'm talking about here.
Do you know who uses a dictaphone whenever they show an office scene on television?
Who?
Ward Cleaver. We just watched an episode of Ward Cleaver. He's going, and if the salesmen get together and put their heads and beep, beep, tell June Hart, we'll get back to you later.
But
you
know?
that was the era of it.
That's the era.
Yeah.
We're, you know, for that, we're talking 50, 60 years ago.
Right. It was in 58 and 59.
Let me go to the phones here. Barbara, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, state of Missouri used to have somebody they called a clerk steno, and that was a person that could type and take shorthand.
Mm-hmm.
And even if your boss didn't dictate letters to you, you still had to take the minutes of meetings that you might have once a month or whatever.
The minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, I stopped going to meetings so long ago, I forgot about the concept of minutes at meetings. So do they still do that, Barbara? Does that job still exist?
Well, I don't work for them anymore, but it probably does. And, you know, I'm in a volunteer group, and I have to take minutes of our meetings and stuff. Now, I don't have to do it in shorthand, just get it down as quick as I can.
So what do? Do you write it out in longhand and then later on go home and try to figure out what you wrote?
Yeah. Well, not longhand, but I know little shortcuts to words that I use instead of Greg's shorthand. But
and I bet Elks Lodges and places like that still during their meetings take minutes, and
maybe even churches do too when they have their little business meetings or whatever.
Wow, minutes at meetings. I hadn't even considered that. That's a good one, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay.
Rachel, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
You're talking about the dictaphone machines?
Yes.
Yeah, guys are still using those on Tinder every day.
Wait, what?
Guys,
the men still using those every day on Tinder.
The dictaphone.
Oh.
We're a little slow today, Rachel.
Gotcha.
But maybe the next guys will be better at that. Doug, you're on the Big 550. Hello. Doug, hello.
Hey, I was talking about doctors, and I just was in the ER and had a doctor come in and basically dictate to an assistant exactly what was going on, and she wrote it all down and put it in a computer.
Do you know if she was doing it in shorthand?
I didn't look at it.
Okay, but was this during an examination?
Yes.
So she's taking notes on what he's getting in the examination.
He is speaking to her, telling her exactly what he sees.
Wow. All right. See, that there's a profession where that would still exist. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it. Linda, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey there. So I was a dictaphone operator for a company that's no longer in business, International Shoe Company, and I loved it. It was my first real job out of high school. And I took the shorthand in high school and secretary class because it was required. and it is still used at my chiropractor's office.
Shorthand?
Even her secretary, she does shorthand. She still uses the old-fashioned ledger for the accounting system.
Uh-huh.
And she still takes minutes and writes the letters.
now, here's something. This just occurred to me, but here's why the whole shorthand thing is amazing to me, or even if you're going to do the minutes for something. We're all carrying a device in our pocket that has the capability of recording anything for as long as you want, anytime.
And can do speech to text, even.
Yes. I mean, that's we were just true. Talking about Siri. I can talk to Siri, and she can send a text to Dan on my behalf just from my speech. So,
it's amazing.
Well, some places won't allow technology, and don't ask me why, in some of the business rooms. And I find myself sometimes when doing meetings for the agency I work for using shorthand. It's quick. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, hooking something up and it's not working and waiting for IT to come to get it running. And, you know, I can't use my personal phone. And so there's that tablet and paper.
Yeah, if you have to call IT for shorthand, your pencil broke.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, thanks for calling. Okay. I appreciate it.
That happened to me last week. I went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I walked in, and they said, I'm sorry, it's going to be a while because the system just went down. We have people in the rooms, and the doctors won't see the people until the system comes back up.
What system?
The computer system. The entire system in the whole office
went
down.
With all the notes and files.
They can call up your records and see all that stuff.
Yeah. So they couldn't register people in, and then the people that were in, the doctors couldn't go in and type everything in.
Oh, come on.
Talking about and everything.
Does no one have a pen and paper in the office?
I know. That's what I said. I said, why can't they go back to the old way?
At least bring me in and hit my knee with that rubber thing. You know, pretend we're doing something.
Well, they started to send people home. They started to send people up, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, it's back up. It's back up. And then they had to log in. I cannot log into this.
Oh, my.
They're like, a couple of them are, I can't get logged in.
Jenny, what's the password again in this room? Because every room has a different password.
Oh, heck,
and every...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hi, Sharon. You're on the Big 550.
Oh, Karen. That's okay.
Wait, you know what?
It's Dan, I know.
I didn't realize when Dan put it up, he meant it had the silent SH at the beginning. Go ahead, Karen.
It's Dan, that's funny.
I used to work for the state of Illinois, and it was, of course, messed up back then. I worked in a typing pool back in the 70s, and for 6 weeks before we even got typewriters, we sat there every day. So that's your state of Illinois at work, still jacked up.
Now let me ask you about typing for a second, Sharon. Did you?
It's Karen.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Sharon.
Okay.
You know what it is? I hit the wrong key on my typewriter. Remember when you could do that?
Dan's shorthand version is SH for K.
Yes. Yeah, right. He transcribed it wrong.
The next guy in his job is going to do better. So, Karen, when did you learn how to type?
In high school, back in the 70s.
There was a typing class, right?
There was a typing class. They called it a business curriculum. I took typing. I took shorthand. I don't remember. That's too long ago.
No, I remember having to go through a typing class as well. Here's the thing. I wonder if that exists anymore, since kids now have phones and tablets and computers at such an early age. They all have the virtual keyboards on them, or maybe they have
to take a keyboarding class.
Oh, that's what it's called now? Keyboarding?
Yes.
I didn't know we had turned that into a verb.
Yes. But I worked in the typing pool, as I said, and I typed from a dictaphone. And one day, I don't know what, I had my hand on the dictaphone, and there was a little slot where the tape went in, and I hit something. Well, it erased the tape, which they don't tell you that when you're in the typing pool. So from then on, anytime I got something I didn't want to type, I erased it.
Wow, that's not good.
No, it's not, but it got me out of that office, and I got promoted, so.
Wow. That must have been a state job.
It was a state job. Yeah.
Karen came in here and screwed the whole thing up. Promote her! And stop calling her Sharon. Karen, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, *KTRS.
The difference in two worlds. First of all, I lost my the very first job interview I went for in Waynesville, Missouri, after broadcast school. I got turned down because I didn't have typing skills, because it was a news position. Oh, you got to know how to type. Second of all, Karen just said that she did something and it erased the whole thing. Okay, now you guys know how I am with technology and computers and everything, right?
Yes. You're a whiz.
So when I was working...
Tim has a laptop in front of him. He's convinced if he does the wrong key, something's going to crash at Lambert.
All right. So I'm working over at Classic Rock several years ago, and I think, was it Jim Ellis, Dan, that was in St. Louis? Anyway, I believe it was Jim Ellis.
Anyway...
Okay, sorry about that. But so Jim, he used to have me. I was doing the overnights, and Jim used to have me record this thing, and it was on this Vox Pro or something like that. And I was real hesitant about it. He goes, "You can't hurt it. Just go ahead and hit this, this, and this." The next day, I get this phone call at home going, "What in the F did you do?" And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You erased the master."
The master!
I didn't know what I did.
You can't screw it up.
I slid it across something, and my finger must have been on a button. I didn't do anything on purpose. Oh, you can't hurt it, but I can. So, yeah, if I'm worried about Lambert at a crash out there, it's because I know it can happen.
My daughter just texted me that she did take a typing class in high school. I don't remember this at all. She says it was called Integrated Computer Literacy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds like a college-level course, doesn't it? Wow. It wasn't keyboarding. It was integrated computer literacy.
Wow.
Fine. we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 270 right at Lindbergh. They have moved it to the right shoulder, though. Traffic is pretty solid from McDonald through Lindbergh. After that, it looks great. They cleared an accident, and there's still a little leftover slowdown on southbound Highway 55 right at 255, but that should be cleared out shortly. Then you have westbound 40 drivers stop and go from Kings Highway through the Tam Overpass, and the eastbound Highway 40 is now slow. Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and you're really heavy. It almost looks like morning traffic coming in on westbound 5564 from 4th Street up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page or by texting us at 84126 or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550. KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stuart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stuart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm here with Becky Trent, a designer at Mosby Building Arts. What brings you the most excitement in working in designs and clients at Mosby?
My favorite type of project is working on kitchens. There's a lot of pieces that you have to put together, and I look at it kind of like a puzzle, that you're assembling this puzzle, and how do you get all these different wants and wishes together and in a nice, well-planned-out kitchen?
How do you know when you hit it? How do you know when you got it just right for the client on a project?
Hopefully their excitement, their reaction when they see it and they say, ah, yes, yes, this is it. If I see a twinkle in their eye, then I know that I've hit it.
How much fun do you have in a design process with a client?
I like to have as much fun as possible. To me, life is short, and if you love what you're doing, you should laugh a lot and have a great time.
Thanks for tuning in to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andra continue that tradition on the hill of family-style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there, Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff. And yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or Mama's on the Hill.com.
Right now at CeCe's Party with Bacon Stuffed Crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Max is going to be here to join us in about a half hour for the Showbiz Show, and one of the things we're going to do is review Atomic Blonde, the new Charlize Theron movie, which has a lot of music from that era of that Duran Duran song, the 1980s, and I think it probably will end up being one of the biggest soundtracks of the year. That and Baby Driver, which came out a few weeks ago and has a tremendous soundtrack. When I reviewed it, I said I think that the director put together the soundtrack before he put together the script. Not the case with this one that we're going to review for you later, but if you like 80s, that's going to be a movie soundtrack you may want to look into. The Moonlight Ramble is coming up next weekend. I'm sure that all the organizers are hoping that the weather for it will be as beautiful as the weather is going to be this weekend, because finally, after what seems like a year, the heat wave has finally broken here in St. Louis, and we're going to be in like the 80s. This afternoon and Saturday and Sunday as well. We don't have the long-range forecast for next weekend yet, But the Moonlight Ramble is a bike ride that takes place in the middle of the night. And this is the 54th year they're doing it. And here joining us on the phone is one of the organizers of the Moonlight Ramble, Matthew Chambers. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Good, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Have you traditionally had good weather for this thing?
Yeah, we have, luckily. And you're right. We are eagerly keeping an eye on that forecast. But we're excited about the lower temps. It looks like they'll hopefully make for a good weekend and a good event next Saturday.
Now, this is not the naked bike ride.
No, it is not.
That's something different. That's a real thing. But
it just happened within the last few weeks, I think.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yours is more of a family-friendly event?
Exactly right. We have this, like you mentioned, the 54th annual. So thousands of riders each year. It's a leisurely bike ride, but under the light of the moon. And it's got that 12:01 start time, so a true moonlight ramble. And we've had over 4,000 people out there last year, and we're expecting another big crowd for this year. But a very fun event, and we're trying to make sure that people know that you can get registered now and join us next weekend.
In fact, Sunday is the deadline for making a reservation, right?
Absolutely. If you register now between now and Sunday, you'll be able to get that free glow-in-the-dark T-shirt as part of your registration. And then there's also a promo code BIKE, B-I-K-E. If you use that promo code, you can save 10% on your registration. So we want to make sure people get in on that T-shirt between now and Sunday.
Okay. The website is moonlightramble.com. Now, where do you ramble?
Well, it's a fun route. We're still putting the final tweaks on it for this year, but you'll start and end in downtown St. Louis. You'll head through Forest Park, going by Tower Grove, Lafayette Square, different sites, and hit around different parts of the area, but should be a fun ride. And there's both a short route and a long route again this year, so you've got the two options to choose from.
What's the short one? How long is that?
Short, I believe, 9.5 miles, and then the long is 18.5.
Okay, so the short one, most people, 9.5 miles, you could probably do that in like an hour or less, right?
Yeah, it's not too daunting. The event's a fun all ages type of thing. We have plenty of different riders of all ages, so if you feel the short route's better for you, you head out at 12:01, you'll be back in time for the after party. We have an after party going until 3 a.m. that night.
Wow.
Live music, yeah. Live music from Honeybox, beer from Blue Moon. There'll be plenty of things going on after the race, so it makes for a fun evening.
Now, you mentioned some of the neighborhoods you're riding through. Do you have to alert the residents of those streets that you're going to be riding through? Hey, we have 4,000 people coming through, and they're not going to be quiet at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of logistics that go into it, making sure that route is well planned out. But I will say, because of the timing on the race, folks are out there late at night, but we've always had a well-organized event, and everybody seems to be happy to be participating.
Are the roads closed that on the route that they go?
Yes. So the routes are marked and closed, and so basically you're out there as you go through the route. You'll basically be directed on where to go, and it's because it's a leisurely bike ride and not, a competitive race, it's pretty easy to enjoy yourself and not be too concerned about
the route. There's no race element to this whatsoever?
No, it's much more of just a fun event and to enjoy that late night ride under the moon. So we make sure to make people know, hey, come out, have a good time, and enjoy the event either with family, friends, whoever.
I've mentioned this before. When I was a teenager, my bike was my only method of transportation other than walking and running. I didn't have a car, and so I rode my bike all over the place. If I was going to a school or going to a friend's house or going to play ball or whatever it was, I was on my bike all the time. And the one thing I remember about that experience of doing that every single day was you really get to know the conditions of the roads. And you, in fact, if you take the same routes all the time, okay, swerve a little bit here because this sewer is going to be a little bit too big or there's always a pothole there. So when you're planning out the route for the Moonlight Ramble, do you have somebody go out there and ride it and say, okay, we cannot go down this street until they fix it?
Yes, absolutely, that happens. Luckily I'm not the guy that has to do that part, but it absolutely happens, and I know it has happened in the years where the course will be set and all of a sudden we'll determine a few days prior unexpected construction or something like that. So we'll make adjustments as needed, but the route is definitely kind of mapped out and prepped ahead of time so we can make decisions on the fly as needed.
Yeah, you want to make sure that there is somebody on a bike who does that. Not just Jenkins, why would you send us down a cobblestone street?
That's right. That's, you know, thankfully, we can do that earlier in the day. We don't have to do that at midnight, but we'll be out there this week checking out the route.
Is there a charity involved in this?
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds will benefit Hospitaling International and Kingdom House. So that's two great organizations that part of the registration goes towards. And again, you can see information on both of those organizations at moonlightramble.com. But yeah, you're correct.
I've never been on one of these. I'm curious if you get odd bikes. Like, are people riding those, I don't know what they're called, the ones that have the giant front wheel and tiny little one in the back?
You do see the full gamut of different types of bikes, and we do have both. There's a costume contest and a best bike decor contest. See a lot of folks who put some real spirit into their bikes or their outfits, you know, different decorations and things like that. But you do see plenty of different styles of bikes. Some folks will do it on the tandem. Some folks will have the different styles like you mentioned. But, yeah, it's definitely a great variety out there.
Does anybody have a bicycle card in the spokes going...
I'm sure there will probably be one or two of those out there. That time of night, we get a lot of glow sticks and a lot of different lights and different things out on different decorations, both on bikes, helmets, decor, the whole thing.
Yeah, because everybody has to be out there in something that's going to be a little bit reflective, right?
Yeah, you know, safety obviously is key, but also just the fun of being able to, you know, show off your spirit in the Moonlight Ramble. We have people that have been doing this for years. That, you know, the coolest part to me is how you've got a lot of riders who came out maybe in the 70s and now are coming back with their own children and participating as families. Because we're the 54th year, it's kind of fun to see how people continue to do this and put their real touch on it.
How many people showed up the first year? In my mind, I have an idea that some guy decided, I'm going to do a moonlight ride tonight, and no one else showed up.
That story is accurate. The story is...
Wait a second. I didn't know that that was part of the history. I just made that up. That's really what happened?
The story is, yes, 1964 Dick Leary. He was a ride leader for the Ozark Area Council of American Youth Hostels. And he organized an urban nighttime bike ride. It started at midnight, Union Station. And unfortunately, the story is no one showed up. They said Dick was the sole participant year one, and then the next year he tried again. A few more people joined, and then it kind of grew, and it really took off in the 70s. And that's when I started to really get a lot of, you know, participants, and it's just grown from there into where we're at today.
All right, I don't know this guy Dick O'Leary, but here's why I admire him. The first year he did it, he told a bunch of people, hey, let's go on a moonlight ride at midnight tonight, meet me at Union Station. And none of them showed up, and yet he did it again the next year. Most of us would go, well, that was a terrible idea. I'm never doing that again.
Well, thanks to Dick Leary, we are here back 54 years later. We're going to have a great event next Saturday, but he stuck with it, and now we're reaping the benefits.
So, again, how many people do you anticipate?
We hope for over 4,000 riders. Last year, that's where we were at, and we expect another big crowd next Saturday. So it should be a big crowd and a fun time.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Dan?
Yes?
If someone calls up now and wants to go on the Moonlight Ramble, we're going to pay for their entry for two adults to get in this thing.
We are.
And go on the ride. We'll take care of the entry for them, okay?
Okay.
So 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS. And if you don't get this free ride from us, then you can go to moonlightramble.com and register today, tomorrow, or Sunday, and then join in the ride next Saturday night. How's that sound to you, Matt?
That sounds awesome, and that's exactly right. Make sure to register this weekend and get that free glow-in-the-dark T-shirt.
All right, great. Matthew Chambers, one of the event organizers for the Moonlight Ramble, Saturday, August 5th in downtown St. Louis. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Okay, so I'm serious about that. Dan's going to set it up. Two adult registrations on us, okay?
So we're doing, if I take one call,
one person,
they have two.
Yes.
Two people that are going to do this.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So Dan's going to take care of that. Now, while he's doing that, in the previous segment, we were talking about shorthand and typing. John Carney, who hosts the Noon to 3 show, he's here at least 9 weeks a year.
Right. Yes. From time to time, he hosts that show.
Yeah. He hasn't been on this week.
But we'll be back on Monday.
Yes, because he's in between. Next week, he'll be in between medical procedures. He has a few days off.
Yes.
John has the most eclectic record collection of anybody I know. And I forgot about this, but a while ago he handed me a bunch of records and said maybe some of these would be good for punishment music. I just picked up a pile from my basement, he said. Take these home and check them out. Well, I have a turntable at home where I can digitize the vinyl into my computer. And one of the records he gave me was Hear How to Touch Type. It was a record, a vinyl record that came out in 1960 from a woman by the name of Dorothy Hayden, who was the head of a New York City high school business department. She was the chairman there. And on this, she instructs you in the fundamentals of touch typing, from posture to hand position to paper insertion to carriage return, all these things that nobody would even understand today. If you're keyboarding, as we discovered the word is now. I just want to play this for you. Imagine if you had to learn how to type and you had to listen to this woman.
When your hands are in position on the home row, the left hand fingers rest lightly upon A, S, D, and F.
Okay, I got that.
Place them there.
I have it there. That's fine.
The right hand fingers rest on J, K, L, and the semicolon.
Aha, okay.
If you will look at your hands on the keyboard,
I'm looking.
You will see that two keys remain uncovered in the center of the home row.
Got it.
When you rest your fingers on the home row keys, do so lightly. Do not lean on the keys, because this may cause you to depress a key accidentally.
What?
And will retard your typing speed.
Hey, you can't say that.
I don't think you can use the R word anymore.
Wow. She sounds like she's from the Northeast.
She's from New York.
Okay.
She did this.
In New York, huh?
Yeah, she has that kind of accent. All right, Dorothy, go on. I want to learn more.
We are now ready to begin typing.
Oh, good. I want to practice.
Yeah. Look at your hands as they rest in the home row position.
Got it.
Now look at the chart, beginning with the left index finger. We are going to type the keys F, D, S, A.
It's not
covered
a word.
By your left hand.
Okay.
And the keys J, K,
I see what you're
L, semicolon, covered by your right hand.
This is what I would do if I were listening to this record at
raise
home. I would be talking back to the record.
Before striking the key.
Raise each finger.
Strike sharply, like this.
Ooh. Oh,
whoa.
Okay.
Release the keys quickly. Hands in position. Eyes on copy.
I got it.
Let's begin.
Here we go, Dan.
All right.
F, space. D, 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 space. S, 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 space. A, space.
Okay, that's enough.
Now, are you supposed to type out the word space?
You know, you can't type the word space. You don't have all the letters yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You haven't learned how to do the P and the...
How do I get up to the P?
Here's what's amazing to me about that. This is an actual album that was released by an actual record company on actual vinyl.
Wow.
Now, today, you know that if you went to YouTube, how to learn typing, there's someone just like Dorothy Hayden who's teaching you all exactly the same stuff in exactly the same stiff style. A, A, A.
Yeah.
D.
Space.
throw in a semicolon there every once in a while, just for a little spice.
Well, no, you've got a semicolon. You're using that when you go to your right hand.
Right. Ampersand. What?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I didn't know that was the name of that little thing until I watched Wheel of Fortune one day. They said, and here's an ampersand. I think it was Chuck Woolery or something. I was like, ampersand? What the hell's an ampersand?
Chuck Woolery was the original host of Wheel of Fortune with Susan Stafford as the Vanna White.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You see the important information you learn on this show, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Not only did you learn how to type today.
Wow.
And do not retard your typing progress based on what we've told you here, but you learned important TV history as well.
Oh.
And frankly, I'm exhausted, so we're going to break.
Meet me.
Yeah. All right, we're going to turn it over to T, 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 T.
Oh, wait. Backspace, correct type.
Whiteout.
Where's the whiteout?
Here's Tim Weiland.
When did they use a semicolon?
I don't know.
Let's see here. They have, there's some kind of incident going on. Unfortunately, the cameras out in the area do not work, but we've got something going on westbound Highway 4064 near the Boone Bridge, because we're running pretty slow from Clarkson all the way out there. And then you're heavy again from Winghaven out through Highway 70. Now, they just cleared an accident on, at least off to the shoulder, on westbound Highway 70 at Warrenton at Highway 47, because traffic is a solid jam from Wright City through Warrenton. It did go west of Warrenton. On up in North County, they have Newhall's Ferry shut down between Seven Hills and Netherton for some incident, and people are using West Florissant as an alternative detour, and traffic is jammed up from Highway 270 up through Newhall's Ferry Road. And then you have the eastbound 44 drivers jamming up from east of Grand up to 55 and 55 to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's Pro Time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Several subjects approached to Good Samaritans, for lack of a better term, to help the victim of the motor vehicle crash.
When a gunman standoff with police ended with a carjacking and a shootout.
At that time, the suspect attempted to kidnap victims of Good Samaritans, attempted to steal that vehicle.
And shut down a major interstate all day.
He was unsuccessful because the vehicle was a stick shift. At that time, he attempted to kidnap, carjack another victim. He was successful in taking that vehicle to flee the scene.
We kept you informed.
We still have 55 southbound jammed up right around CUS 61 because of that earlier police activity. Looks like they are forcing off traffic now at 67. So we have a jam up starting at Route A.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.